Hi, this is Martha Norwalk with Animal World's fall and winter tips for you and your animal friends. With the obvious change in our weather, getting colder and wetter, there are several things that pop into my mind that are important for you to think about related to your animal companions. The first is house training. There can be related problems at this time of year with both dogs and cats. Let's start with dogs. Many do not like to go outside in the rain or when it's cold. And do you really blame them? We don't like it much either. The biggest problem is usually the small breeds, younger pups and older dogs, particularly the spoiled and lazy models. But weather-sensitive dogs can be any breed, small or large, and they can even be created by their owners. Remember, dogs are monkey-see-monkey-doers, and they tend to copy our behavior. So if you're raising and educating a puppy in the house training department, most of you probably don't mind going outside with the pup to supervise and praise the good behavior when the weather is nice. But when the weather's bad, most of you are either very unhappy during the outing, or you don't go out at all and make the dog go out all by himself. Herein lies the problem. Dogs pick up and sense even subtle feelings from their people, and they may begin to associate going out in the rain or cold with bad feelings and not want to do it. If you make them go alone, they may not go all the way out in the yard. They'll hold it to deposit indoors when they come back inside. So think about this. When the weather is good, you go out with the dog feeling happy and saying something like, "Oh boy, outside, let's go outside," and then go potty. Good go potty, good go potty. This is great, and the dog or pup learns to like going outside. But if the weather's bad and you have an attitude change, get grumpy, and on the way outside grumble something like, "Oh, yuck, it's rainy, it's cold, I don't want to go outside, I hate this, come on, bozo, outside, go potty." Even if you're only thinking this, pretty soon, when the weather is bad, your dog will be thinking, "Yuck, it's rainy, it's cold, I hate this, I don't want to go outside." And you will have created the problem. Now, this is easy to avoid. Keep this in mind when raising puppies or working with sensitive dogs. You can convince most dogs of anything if you have the right sales pitch. So the yuckier the weather is, the jollier you must be. "Oh boy, bozo, it's raining. Oh boy, let's go outside. Oh boy, oh boy." And act like you're going to the party of the year. You can even add a tasty little food reward. It must be given on the spot outside. This can make it even more positive. With medium to large breeds, this is usually only necessary during the house training process. Once the dogs get it, it sticks. But with small breeds and sensitive models, you may need to do a refresher course of outside and jollies in bad weather, and during the fall as the weather changes, to avoid a relapse in house training manners. Elderly and or invalid dogs may require this on a consistent basis. With all dogs, I think it just makes sense to have a wonderful dry-off and warm-up ritual after outings in the rain. Give them something to look forward to. And for seriously rain-sensitive dogs, they make doggy raincoats. Some even come with built-in hoods or umbrellas. Make a canine fashion statement in your neighborhood. And remember to tell your dog friend how fabulous they look. Now, let's talk about cats. They can be weather-sensitive also. Indoor-only models, not a problem. But indoor-outdoor models can have a problem, especially if you're used to a cat that always goes to the bathroom outside. The time may come when the weather is just too bad for them to be willing to go outside. So just in case, maintain an indoor cat box for emergencies. Also, cats that go through cat doors to boxes in garages or basements may not want to use them if it's too cold. Lastly, keep in mind that if your cat friend is older or has developed physical problems, they may feel too vulnerable to go outside, and an indoor cat box may be necessary. Next on my list is a reminder. If you are going to winterize your own car, please remember that antifreeze is extremely toxic and deadly for our animal friends, and it is also extremely attractive to them because it tastes very sweet. So be very careful with it, or better yet, use the non-toxic safe antifreeze. Another general tip, as the weather gets colder, if your animals spend extended periods of time outdoors, make sure they have dry and reasonably warm shelter and fresh, clean water, especially when temperatures drop below freezing. And dogs need regular exercise, even when it's cold or wet. Heck, so do we. So keep it up. Another interesting fact about this time of year is that all bodies, animals as well as humans, need more balanced omega fatty acids during cold weather to maintain good skin and hair coats. The easiest way to be sure your animal friends are getting enough is to add the Missing Link supplement by Designing Health to their food. The need for increased omega 3 and 6 oils in their diet increases even more as we turn the heat on in our houses because this can dry out their hair and skin. So avoid winter skin and coat problems with the Missing Link. link. Now, the last thing on my list is one of the most important, fleas. Even if your animals have been flea-free this summer, it's still important to pay attention now. As the weather gets colder, so do the fleas. Once the outdoor temperature drops consistently below 50 degrees, they cannot survive, so they'll be looking for a ride indoors. You'll need to prepare so they don't infest your home. If you have a problem with fleas this year and you want to get rid of them, now is the time to get serious. In either case, what you need to do is pretty simple. The best way to prevent an infestation from getting started or to eliminate an ongoing one is a safe, natural product called Fleego. Fleego is a powder that you sprinkle into the carpets and animals' bedding. It dehydrates fleas and their larvae, and it really worked. It's what I use to nip fleas in the bud in my environment. You can pick it up at almost any pet store, and fleas or not, keep Fleego on hand just in case, like I do. Now, if you've got a current flea problem, once the Fleego is down, bathe and or spray your dogs and cats. You can get safe, natural sprays these days, then flea comb regularly until you're sure they are gone. And keep listening to Animal World, because next spring I'll tell you what to do so you don't have a flea problem next year. Well, that takes care of my list for now, but stay tuned because Animal World will be right back.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got Internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And how can you not be in a delightful mood after hearing the Jingle Cats do Christmas carols? Woohoo!
Worked for me. I feel better already.
Gosh, they just delight my soul. Woo! I just adore them. All right, so Phone lines are open. It is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday. It's Ask or Talk to Martha. If you've got a behavior training or healing question about your animal friends, I'd be happy to talk to you. Don't be surprised, like with Karen in Woodinville, that brought a problem with your animals. I'll probably get into your stuff, too. It's just the way it works with the human-to-animal transference. And if you've just got something you want to talk about that has to do with animals, something you want to bring to light to our listeners or whatever, you can call me about that kind of stuff as well. Or you can listen to me go through this whole pile of stuff I've got to do. And, oh, by the way, I also have a new feature.
A new feature?
Well, it's just kind of a goofy thing. Because you know I'm goofy.
I need a sound effect, like a drum roll or something like
well,
that.
Well, once you hear what it is, you can probably come up with a sound effect.
Okay.
Because, you know, I over the years that we were just talking about it off air, how long I've been on the air doing this radio show, and I started on KVI the first year they started talk radio, and I've been on the air ever since. A 7-month hiatus when my mom died, and I had to regroup, take care of my dad, and Como changed their format, and here I am. But so it's been at least 17 years or so. But it has evolved from, because of course throughout this entire time, I have been on a spiritual path, and I have become more and more comfortable talking about it. And it actually is my spiritual path that brought me all the answers that I needed to understanding animals and why they do what they do. So I now do interspecies telepathic and empathetic communication and this human-to-animal transference stuff and all that sort of thing. But, gee, now we have, you know, mediums on, and we talk to dead people and dead animals and all that kind of stuff, and we start talking about reincarnation and all of that sort of thing. Well, I understand that not everybody is on the same page that I am. And sometimes I get out there. So, Barrett said, well, why don't you just have fun with it? Understand that not everybody gets it, but it's usually always entertaining. So I'm going to try to remember to let you know when I'm going out there, and we're going to have little woo-woos alerts. And I didn't woo-woo alert you on that last call because interspecies telepathic and empathetic communication and human-to-animal transference to me is mainstream now, and that's just the way it is, and there's no arguing with it.
Okay.
So if you don't get it, just get on board.
Sure.
But, you know, when I get out there, like I'm where I'm going to go now, I'm just telling you, this is a little bit of a woo-woo alert.
Okay.
But so you could find some.
So I need a woo-woo or maybe like a Twilight Zone.
Well, know. I'll tell you, I'm remembering now. I'm remembering when I was on Como. You know Ken Schramm,
mm-hmm.
Who, you know,
sure.
did town meeting, and
yep.
he's still at Cohen. He would do the editorials and all,
yep.
you know, and all those awards, all that stuff he did. Well, when I was back there, he did a radio show for a while. And so he had me on his show from time to time. And, of course, I talked to animals then and all that stuff. Well, he just thought it was goofy. And so whenever he would see me coming, he'd start doing this weird UFO sound. So he did that whenever he saw me anywhere, heard my name, or whatever. So
that sounds like the Outer Limits.
Yeah,
something
like that. He did
okay.
He did a weird UFO type sound
right.
whenever he saw me coming. So that was kind of.
We'll come up with something. I don't have anything real handy right now,
no,
but
I'm sure you'll
but by next week we'll have a couple to choose from,
and
we'll let everyone decide which one they like. How about that?
So you need to know that you can just lighten up.
Yeah.
Because if you don't agree with me and you're not there, it's okay.
Yeah, it's woo woo time
anyway. It's woo woo time, and it's usually entertaining
sure.
anyway. But you can buy it or not or whatever. I am just you just need to know that I am so comfortable with who I am, where I am, my path, and what I know is my truth. It is in every cell of my being. And it matters not to me whether you get it or not.
Sure. Yeah.
You will eventually.
Yeah. Well, it's working for you. And that's
and, you know. And that's where, and I have no problem talking about it. But you don't have to go there with me. So anyway, I am going to go see my Buzzy, who was my first beloved Abyssinian, who once I got, you know, ping and pong, and which are my Scooty and my Jilpy. So we're all talking reincarnation and all my cat family coming back together. And but once Ping and Pong came into the picture, I had souls bouncing in and out and all of this little voice saying, I want to be back with you too. I thought we were done, but we weren't. And so I made a deal with Buzzy. He said, well, quit bouncing in and out of Ping and Pong. And how about if I just order another one and you can come back and be Buzzy? He said, cool. So Buzzy was born 5 weeks ago tomorrow, And I met him for the last time, for the first time, a week ago Friday. And so my second Buzzy visit, I get to go see my Buzzy boy. And if you go to www.marthanorwalk.com, if you click on Current Events, scroll down below the picture of me and Freedom the Eagle, you will see Buzzy and his litter mates, the three kittens, at about 10 days old. And then there's a second picture that was taken at just before 4 weeks. And there was some question as to which body Buzzy was in, but because of all the switching around before and all of that, I was kind of told, just pick the one you like and he'll move into that one and we'll switch around and all that sort of woo-woo stuff. The second picture, the almost four-week-old one, I know now for sure that Buzzy is the little guy on the left. Krista nailed that one. She picked him. But the big one in the middle was also that Chico, so if you heard my whole story about the boys are back and ping and pong and all of that, I had a familiarity with that kitten as well. I finally figured out what that is. But I think I won't go into all of that or we'll be here all day talking about that. But at any rate, Buzzy is the little one on the left, and he is so cute. The other two are very similar, look very much alike. I had no heart connection with either one of them, although a familiarity with one. But little Buzzy, I picked him up and put my nose in his face, and he immediately bumped and rubbed my nose three times, which is what Scooty always did. And he's different than the other two, and he is more mature. He's more advanced. And, you know, he's a P&V model if there ever was one. I mean, he's beaten up on his brothers and all over the place. And the first one out and into everything. I mean, he will fit in with Ping and Pong and Sophie really well.
I got to tell you, I'm looking at the pictures right now. Yeah. And they're really cute. Now, I'm assuming we're going to get updates after your visit today, right?
Well, I imagine, yes. Andrea took photographs when I was there last week, but we didn't get any more up. But she'll probably take more today. And as they come in, see, I'm with my old computer, and I still haven't learned how to use my digital camera and all of that. And I'm not willing to go through the big change for a new computer system during Mercury in retrograde, which is right now, which messes up everything and all of that. So it's going to be after the holidays, after the first of the year, and that's when I will make the switch. And once that happens, then I'll be able to take my own photographs and load them on, you know, once I learn how to do all that stuff.
It's not that hard, particularly if you use it on a regular basis. There's nothing worse than learning something new and then not having a practical application to use it. Then you forget.
Yeah, hello, CRS.
But it's continuing education, lifelong learning.
Yep.
It's always great to keep the mind busy by learning something new.
So I'm going to go visit my Buzzy again. All right, let's see. What else have we got here? Oh, I've got to give you, so we're sort of doing the Dr. Bill's contribution to the Vet Sunday part of today. This is our Vet Sunday because Dr. Bill Burlingame, you know, from Quilcita Veterinary Clinic, sent this to me last night via email. And it is very worth your hearing. Pet treats imported from China can cause severe illness, death. A recent uptick in adverse event reports has prompted the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, to issue a fresh warning to pet owners about the potential toxicity of certain pet treats imported from China. MSNBC reports that at least 70 dogs so far this year have been sickened or killed by chicken jerky products imported from China. And that dog owners who observe any symptoms potentially associated with the use of such treats should stop using them immediately. According to reports, FDA tests have been unable thus far to identify the precise cause of the contamination, as no specific chemicals, microbes, or other harmful contaminants have been detected in tested products. For this reason, the agency is simply warning the public to beware of all imported pet treats and to watch for any warning signs of sickness that may be associated with them. I just, on a side note, folks, I've just been appalled at just recently. It's like almost everything I've looked at to purchase, it all says made in China. And apparently if it's food, you got to be real careful. And man, when are we going to turn this around and stop exporting all this stuff and make it here again? Anyway, purchasing any food products at all from China is a bit like playing Russian roulette, though as the country's food quality standards leave much to be desired, many natural news readers will recall the melamine mayhem. And, let's see. So, when considering the high number of domestic food recalls in recent years, U.S. food products may not be much safer than Chinese ones. Oh, great. We get aflatoxin in some of the grains and that sort of thing. But here is kind of, now this is all from naturalnews.com, by the way. Many varieties of pet treats, and both domestic and imported, have also been subjected to irradiation treatments, which involve blasting food with ionizing radiation in order to allegedly cleanse it of harmful pathogens and viruses. But this deadly process renders food toxic, as was illustrated back in 2008 in Australia when several pets died from consuming irradiated food. Oh, great. So now not only do we have to look for like chicken jerky and food that comes from China, but now you got to look to make sure that it isn't irradiated. Now, fortunately, irradiated food products are marked with a Radura symbol. R-A-D-U-R-A symbol. I don't know what that is because I'm not seeing it, but I guess we got to start looking for that too. So, in other words, when purchasing any pet food or treats, always be sure to identify the product origin and verify whether or not they have been treated with irradiation. Your furry loved ones will thank you. So,
just another reason to buy local.
Yeah, and that's why I say, you know, my cats are on a completely raw food diet from local vendors, and I rarely give a commercial treat of any kind. And I would absolutely make sure you read labels, and I wouldn't feed anything. And, of course, I'm not wild about jerky treats and rawhides and all of that. I don't feed any of that. If I had a dog, when I get another dog, I don't do any of that anyway. Raw meaty bones are my choice. Or Nyla bones is the chewable I fall back on. But you got to really watch out. So
you have to watch out for everything, food intake for yourself as well as for your friends.
Isn't that true?
Yep.
And by the way, did I tell you, it is a Ask or Talk to Martha About Animals Sunday behavior training or healing questions or any animal topic you'd like to talk about. And you can call us anytime because your phone calls take priority. Local number 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-KKNW, which translates to 888-298-5569. Remember the one? You can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, well, let's, as long as the phone isn't ringing, we'll cruise through the news, animals in the news here real quickly. Isn't it interesting? Front page Seattle Times on Wednesday. Canada kept salmon risk a secret.
I saw that.
Huh. And look at that. The phone's ringing. So let me just give you a few of these quickies, and then we'll go to the phone. This is interesting. We've talked about this before, bed bugs and how common they're becoming. Did you hear that there's a scanning technology that was developed at a Richland lab, so local here, to screen airplane passengers? They are now turning it in to a machine that can look through walls to detect insects, and the first things they're going to work with are bed bugs.
Interesting.
So instead of, because you can hire dogs now,
yes,
to come sniff the bed bugs.
Yeah, I read an article where someone is doing that here locally that's got a dog that's pretty good at sniffing those critters out.
Yep.
But
it's
almost you know, I can't say it. Systemic. There you go. Get it out. It's a big news in New York City right now. Just all over the place.
Yeah, yeah, and becoming more common all the time. Well, should we do an Art Bell thing?
Okay. Yes, let's do it.
All right, let's go to caller line one. You are live on Animal World with Martha and Mike. Who's calling, please?
Hey, Martha. Hello, Mike. This is Tamar from Bellevue.
Well, hi, Tamar. How are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself? You sound good.
Oh, good. Have you met Mike before, Tamar?
I have not met him. I've been listening. I'm a loyal listener.
I was going to say, Mike, Tamar is a very long-term loyal listener, and she does great work with the animals.
Well, yeah. That's fantastic. Tomorrow,
she comes out
thank
when
you
we
for calling
nice
in.
To meet you, Mike.
She comes
very
out
nice.
When we do live events. She came down to the Pet Expo and all that good stuff. So what's on your mind today, Tamar?
Well, you were just talking about the pet treats and how the dangers of, you know, buying the things that might come from out of country. I have several nieces and nephews that are dogs and cats, and I always am the one in the family that does the Christmas gifts for them.
Oh.
And I usually put together a little gift bag or a gift basket with treats from one of the local stores, you know. So I'm kind of confused now as to what would you recommend? What kind of thing? And you said you're not a fan of the jerkies and that kind of thing. Just wanted to pick your brain a little bit and see what things you have experience with that you might suggest that would be like a local treat. I can't remember those. There's some local bakeries, aren't there?
Well, let's see. Now, is Three Dog Bakery still alive and well? They were in downtown Seattle by the public market. I haven't heard anything.
I'm definitely an East Sider, and I get into Seattle once a year, whether I need it or not.
Yeah, and I haven't heard anything about them in quite a while, so I don't know if there's still. Does anybody know Three Dog Bakery still around? There was a really nice, and so you're on the East Side, there was a really nice dog, bakery place for dogs in Wallingford area. I can't remember the name of that place either. But there are some good natural treats. I'll tell you, because she used to advertise with us, Wagon Tails Biscuits. She's down in California, and she works out of a human bakery and bakes them herself and does liver and chicken liver and the biscuits. So, and I think her website, maybe Mike, check this out. I think it was Wagon Tails Cookies. .com, I think, was her website.
Okay, let me take a peek at that also.
W-A-G-G-I-N. Yes?
Three Dog Bakery is closed.
It is closed. Yes. But
let me check on the other one. What was that again?
WagonTailsCookies.com. And Barb was her name. We had to get her back on the air. The other one that I adore and have used for years is Big Paw's Pantry.
Where are they?
They work out of the Okanagan, and all she does is bake dog biscuits and treats. You call her up, bakes to order, sends them right to your door. She does hypoallergenic recipes that she designed for my Pleckner dogs years ago. Fabulous.
That sounds wonderful.
Now, Wagon Tails Cookies, still there?
Yes, they are, and you can contact Barbara by calling area code 707-576-1378.
And you tell her what Martha wants her back on the air.
Yeah.
Barbara,
I will mention that.
WagonTailsCookies.com, and then go to BigPawsPantry.com, because they've got an 800 number. And Carol is the owner. And like I said, she makes phenomenal biscuits in all different sizes. And since it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday tomorrow.
Okay.
what I developed with Carol years ago, you know how dogs go bananas when UPS guys or FedEx guys, delivery guys, you know, come to the door? Well, it's because, you know, dogs are territorial and they think these guys are invading their territory. And they have no idea they're coming to drop something off and they're going to leave anyway. So the delivery guy comes and leaves the package. The dog goes bananas and barks like crazy. The guy leaves and the dog notches his belt and says, "Yes, I did it again." And so they get worse and worse. Well, we figured out, we did a little behavior modification thing. If you call up Carol at Big Paw's Pantry, she arranges to send you, Big Paw's Pantry still up, BigPawsPantry.com. She bakes to order, sends them to your door, and she does really incredible Christmas stuff as well. She makes a big, huge Christmas tree biscuit and a great big dog bone I mean, huge.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I bet there's still time to get them in time for Christmas.
And, that would be awesome.
And sometimes, some years, she has done a discount on her Christmas biscuits if you ordered by December 5th. And that's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. So you better get on.
Yeah. So, Mike, is there what's Carol's 800 number? Is it sent Big Paws Pantry?
No, hold on just a second. Let me.
He's looking for it.
Bring it back up. Actually, I could not find a phone number, but they have a really nifty checkout shopping cart service. There's also a link that you can click on to send them an email, but I'm not seeing a telephone number.
That's fine. I do have email connections. So,
okay, but that's bigpawspantry.com.
Yeah, they have I'm looking. Hold on a minute here. I don't dump everything on the floor.
Yeah, be careful here. We're going to have a meltdown. We don't want that, but pulling out
I pulled out a file which I haven't looked at in probably years, but it has a lot of brochures and stuff in it, and wouldn't it be wonderful if I thought to put a Big Paws Pantry in here? And if it's here...
Yeah, I'm just looking at their website.
Yay! Woohoo! Big Paws Pantry.
All right.
Oh, very good, Martha.
Okay, got your pen and paper handy tomorrow?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
1-800-291
All right.
6380 1-800-291-6380 Tell Carol Martha sent you.
Okay.
And folks, the website is really nice. I've just been cruising around it, and you can get hypoallergenic products.
Right.
A wide variety.
When Dr. Al Plechner brought food allergies to our attention, and I had to go to a rotational diet and get the common allergens out. Well, Carol lived in Duval then and had started Big Paws Pantry. Well, she created these hypoallergenic formulas for my clients. Now, at any rate, so for the delivery guys, what she does, she bakes to order, then she UPSs. So for dogs that go nuts for delivery people, what we arrange is that she does like three small orders for you and sends them. And of course, with UPS now, she can tell you when they're going out and when they should arrive. So you can arrange to be there. And when the delivery guy comes, you take your dog friend out on a leash to greet him outside. He gives you the box from Big Pantries. You open it on the spot. Oh boy, biscuits, you get a biscuit. So whenever one to three deliveries, we've changed the way dogs feel about delivery guys. So
what a great idea.
Oh boy, biscuits.
That's wonderful. Right now I don't have any dogs other than my nieces and nephews' dogs.
Right, but that's just for anybody listening who has big problems with delivery people. But anyway, so I would recommend, I tell you, when I get Christmas presents for my people with dog friends, my all-time favorite are Carol's Big Huge Christmas Tree and Big Dog Bone Biscuits. But she makes stuff. She makes all kinds of Christmas stuff. Has she got Christmas stuff on her website?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
But I would check back
I'll
soon.
I'll give her a call. Yeah.
No, if it was up there, it would be up there now. But I know she can still. There's plenty of time for her to make you those great big Christmas tree biscuits. And I'll tell you my favorite recipes. If you don't have to do the hypoallergenic, I think it's the alfalfa recipe for the Christmas tree, because then there's green alfalfa on the biscuit. On the big, huge Christmas tree. But then the dog bone, which is my favorite recipe of hers, is the oat and garlic. And OMG, if you love garlic, when you open that box, you want to eat that biscuit. It smells so good.
Okay, reality check here.
Yes?
She uses the kind of ingredients that are human quality, so you probably could.
No, it's all human quality. Yeah, you could. Yeah, absolutely.
And that was my question. Have you sampled the product?
Oh, honey. I've been eating dog food and dog biscuits since I couldn't talk, since I was a kid. Martha, get out of the dog food. Quit eating it. I've been testing myself. I mean, let's face it, if I'm not going to eat it, they're not going to eat it.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I've been eating dog biscuits forever. But,
well, this
is
wonderful.
Carol makes the best, and I love Wagon Tails, her duck liver bites, the little for training treats, because they're really small and they're really good, and they're hypoallergenic. She also makes them in chicken, I think, and something else.
Say that again, it was the duck liver treats?
The duck liver treats.
Okay.
Now, Carol at Big Paws, you can ask her, too, for training. She was doing ostrich, little ostrich treats and stuff, and she can make any of her biscuits in little tiny cubes or little tiny flat squares. You see, both of these people, they bake their own. And so they're all hand done and all of that. So they can tweak things for you. So those are my two favorite places.
Oh, that's really good, because I have my older niece dog, Bella, is a little arthritic, well, very arthritic. And so I'd like to get her something that is joint support, that kind of thing. We have a couple dogs that are being trained right now with the clicker training
If you want joint support stuff, now there's two of our advertisers and sponsors. You know, there's In Clover that makes Connectin, and Connectin is the best for arthritic conditions. And they come in biscuits or powdered form. But there's also Designing Health makes Missing Link, and Missing Link comes in a joint support formula.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, and then a powder. So we've got, you know, a couple of our sponsors that make good arthritic and joint support products.
That would be great for including in a little basket.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you've got my creative juices going. Well, this is wonderful.
Cool. All right.
I knew you could do it, Martha.
Well, I'm so glad you called.
And we brought it back to the training and behavior that we are doing this for training treats for the dogs. There are dogs that are in training the UPS guy.
You can call Carol if you need to train your dogs to accept the delivery run. I swear, once I started getting biscuits from Carol, and years ago, even my Wafodis and stuff, it was just hysterical. Whenever a delivery truck would come, they would just stand at the fence and watch them. They'd be quiet as mice, and as long as they got out of the truck, came to the front, left something, and then walked away, they were fine. If they deviated from that and started messing around on the property, then they'd get barked at. But as long as they were just doing their regular thing, the dogs were not going to chase them away, because after all, they might be bringing biscuits.
That's right. It's all about association.
Yep. So it really makes a huge... I can't tell you how many times over the years I've used that little technique to change the way... Because you got the right sales pitch, so you can change the way dogs feel about anything.
That's right, or any animal, actually.
Yeah, well, dogs are the easiest. But anyway.
That's true.
But call Carol, check out the big Christmas biscuit, the big Christmas tree biscuit, and the big dog bone biscuit for Christmas. And she has other Christmas stuff, too, if she's still doing that sort of thing. But those are my favorites, and that's what I always ordered for my friends and their dogs.
I will definitely do that. And I also like that you mentioned that dog bone wreath.
Yes.
That is to benefit the... I can't remember which one it is now, but I did look that up, and it's adorable. So
isn't that pretty? I've got a bunch of Christmas stuff, but that's going to be coming up on current events here in just a few moments. There it is. The dog wreath, doggy Christmas wreath that benefits animals in need.
I'll
be telling you about that before the end of the hour when I get to current events.
Wonderful. Okay.
Cool.
Well, thank you so much, Martha.
Oh, thanks for calling tomorrow. And if I don't talk to you before, you have a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and all that good stuff.
You too.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was fun.
Informative.
See, it's amazing. Well, see you guys coming. It's been, gosh, I just haven't, I haven't scheduled myself on shows for a long time. I know. He's breaking stuff because, you know, we were supposed to break at 10:30. That's because I forgot to change it to 10:45.
And how would I know that?
Well, because I forgot to tell you that, too, you see.
I see. Okay. So,
but anyway, because, see, I'd moved it to 10:45, so we do the break, and then I come back and do current events, but I forgot to do it. It's a Christmas clock, and
just a helpful
CRS,
reminder.
CRS. And now that we're almost to 10:40, we might as well just go there. So let's see. So anyway, I forget. What was I talking about? That I just haven't scheduled myself on Sundays for so long. Because, you know, when I was at the other stations, that's all it was. I did very few interviews or guests, did Vet Sundays, but it was just all call in. And I did nonstop calls and behavior training and healing questions. And I just got away from that and featuring others. And Spirit just says, you know a lot, and it's time to start sharing what you've learned and helping people with their animal friends. Because, you know, I get really disappointed, especially when I'm working with people privately with their animals. And, I mean, I'm going to see a dog this week. That's a puppy.
How old? Real young puppy?
About 4 months old. Okay. Tibetan Terrier.
Pretty young. Yeah.
Serious aggression problems. I mean, this dog is attacking the owners. Now, these people are very knowledgeable, had lots of dogs, know what they're doing. They're in puppy school. They actually hired their teacher, to come to their house to do a private session. And they didn't know anything more about solving the problem when that person left than they did when they started. And I'm really disappointed. And because I come and see you folks, we are solved. we're pretty well. We talked a few weeks ago. I don't know if you were here, but the little rescue scruffy model that was attacking everything on the planet, and they couldn't walk her, and she ran away, and all of that stuff. And I told them, I said, the barking and the temper tantrums and the pulling you around the neighborhood and trying to attack every dog on the street, that's the easy stuff. I can solve that in 5 minutes. They said, yeah, right. Well, I went and saw them a couple weeks ago. 5 minutes. It was solved. We were off to generalizing. We were down by the, 10 minutes later, we were talking to neighbors, and the owner was standing with her dog on a loose leash, 2 feet away from the other person and their dog.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I'm good.
Indeed.
And anyway, the other thing that bothers me is that you can't take bad dogs to obedience school anymore. And I'm kind of like,
what's the point of obedience school?
If you got a dog with serious behavior problems, what the heck is obedience school for if not to help you solve those problems? But if you've got a really bad dog these days and you try to that's not all of them. It's not generalized. But if you've got a really bad dog, you aren't allowed in most obedience classes, or you're put over in the corner and not allowed to really participate, and you don't get the help that you need.
Maybe there should be a really bad dog obedience class.
I've been thinking about that.
Only for really bad dogs.
I threaten to do basic obedience classes again just to deal with bad dogs.
Yeah, but not for the good dogs. We want the really bad. It's like bad boys. We want the bad dogs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Results guaranteed.
Yeah. So there you go. All right. I think I was. We were doing news. Yeah. It's almost time to break here. Let's see. This is an interesting one because I'm going to save this for next week with Robin. Tune into this place. Out in my neighborhood, there's a reptile zoo on Highway 2. And it's been there for like ever. It was out in Gold Bar. Then it moved down to be between Monroe and Salton. And I keep, I just don't like animals in captivity. I love reptiles, by the way. I love snakes. But I have never been able to bring myself to go to this place.
I can't do birds in cages. I don't like captivity in general.
No,
me either. But nothing is sadder than a caged bird.
No. I had parakeets when I was little, and of course that was my deal. I'd let them out of the cage, fly all over the house. My mom was like, "Oh, Martha." But that's what do birds do? They're supposed to fly. That's why I'm glad that Mollywood is doing the aviaries and all of that.
Nice.
So, all right, let's see. The reptile zoo out there on Highway 2 have applied for a rezone request because they want to expand. They attract about 40,000 visitors a year, and they would draw 4 times that much with their. And I don't know if they're going to move or expand or what, but they're trying to get rezoning because the reptiles are not considered livestock. Gee, really? Well, so I'm going to save that so Robin and I can tune in to this next week and find out if I need to go visit this place. But see, I can't. Just the fact that, I've lived out there for so many, they've been around for as long as I've lived out there, which has been on and off over the last 20 years, and I've never gone to the place. Hmm. That tells me something.
Yeah, it does.
Now, I also know the guy's very knowledgeable, and maybe they're doing a fabulous job, but I think I'm just going to have a hard time with the captive animals, but I don't know. All right, I guess we will put the news back to the side.
Any good news this week?
Oh, yeah, there's a pile. Well, there's good news. But there's a couple of other things I got to go through first. And I still got behavior stuff. I still have Mary Gettin's Christmas tips. And we've got current events. But the most important part of the show, taking care of our advertisers and sponsors, because without them, there's no us. So please be sure you listen and pay attention. And then we'll come back with current events, and we'll get back to the news, unless you guys call me. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. What if I'd rather listen to them?
Sure, sure.
Oh, they're so good. All right, well, how about we talk about Missing Link? Because did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why Designing Health created the Missing Link. Now, they start with human-grade, all-whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in the Missing Link, a little cool water to mix it up, and voila! You've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3, 6, and 9 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. The Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there is a Missing Link formula for dogs, one for cats. There is a vegetarian formula you can feed to both your dogs and cats and other critters, house critters like rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, and the like. There is a bird formula and a horse formula. There is also a Missing Link formula with glucosamine for connective tissue and joint support in a dog and horse formula. So I want you to ask for the Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can go directly to Designing Health. You can call them at 800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
Remember who you're talking to.
Hello.
Chat with Women.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
Don't listen to people who tell you it's never been done before. If I had looked at the SWAT team, it was an all-male team, and thought, you know what, if I had done that, I wouldn't have had the incredible experiences.
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
You're living in that virtual world too much.
That's right. Very virtual.
Come on out with us and play.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KTNW.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today. Massage is good for everyone, including your pets.
Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and equine ligament therapy.
For more information, go to NWSAM.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703.
Join their Facebook page for exciting announcements and the latest class updates.
Are you worthy of being happy? Oprah Winfrey says worthiness is your birthright. You are worthy of being happy. Robin Alexis would be privileged to assist you to embrace your worthiness and help you get and maintain a happy life again. You are invited to post in Robin's private online soul spa forums and share with others what inhibits you from feeling worthy to live a happy life. Soul Spa members, people like you, have signed confidentiality agreements to keep all the communication that happens in the Soul Spa. Let Robin Alexis and Soul Spa members help you move from breakdowns to the miracle of breakthroughs. As you participate in the Robin Alexis Online Soul Spa, you will liberate yourself and feel worthy of living a happy life again. Visit robinalexis.com for more details on the special offer of a reading with Robin and a 1 year's membership to the Soul Spa, or call 360-457-2993. Embrace your happiness now.
Negativity and fear, two staples of talk radio. Well, we figured we'd try something different. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Ha 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 ha! man, they are so good. Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And it is a Ask or Talk to Martha Sunday, so you can call me about behavior training or healing questions or anything you want to talk about related to animals, something you want to bring to light or comment on. You need Christmas gift suggestions like Tamar did. We're here. Right now, though, before we go back to the phones, well, there's nobody on the phone to go back to, but that's okay because we have other business to attend to. It is now time for current events. Alrighty then. Seems we are on a roll. You're getting this show down.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm slow, but pick it up as we go.
Yeah, you're doing good. All right. So speaking of entertainment, when I missed another event today. All right, we got four events happening today and a bunch of new stuff. So the first new stuff is Homeward Pet Adoption Center events for December. Today, there are Santa photos from noon to 4 p.m. at Paddywhack. That's in Mill Creek. The address is 15407 Main Street in Mill Creek. So benefits proceed, Homeward Pet Adoption Center, and that's at Paddywhack in Mill Creek today from noon to 4 p.m. And then also benefiting Homeward Pet, holiday gift wrapping Tuesday. This is this Tuesday, December 6th, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at Barnes & Noble on North Gateway in Seattle, 401 to be exact, Northeast North Gateway in Seattle. And then also new Santa Claus photos next Saturday, December 10th. Some proceeds benefiting Homeward Pet, and that is from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at PetSmart in Woodinville. All right, also new. Christmas Extravaganza Adoption Event. This is put on by Positive Alliance. That will be next Sunday, December 11th, from noon to 3 p.m. at Paws Abilities Total Dog Center in Fife. And for directions, go to positivealliance.org. There'll be many rescues, representative, trainers, and counselors there to help you pick a new animal friend. And there will also be vendors there, so it should be a great day. That's next Sunday, noon to 3 p.m. at Paws Abilities in Fife. www.positivealliance.org for more info. And by the way, if you're missing details or can't jot them down on current events today, no worries. Just when you get to your computer, go to www.marthanorwalk.com and click on current events for all the details. All right, today, free and fabulous felines at Seattle Animal Shelter. On Elliott Avenue there in downtown Seattle. It is today from noon to 6 p.m. All adult cats are free with the purchase of a two-year license, which is only $27. And it's normally like $130 to $150 to adopt a cat down there. Plus, you get a free adoption package, so www.seattleanimalshelter.org. Remember, there is a free microchip clinic Saturday, December 10th from 11 to 2 at the Aurora Petco. First come, first serve. Animals must be spayed or neutered, so bring proof. It's hosted by Northwest International Pet Rescue. Donations are welcome. Microchip and implantation are free. Reduced registration of just $10.99 is paid to Home Again at the time of implantation. All right, here we go on the Doggy Christmas Wreaths to help rescues. They're 12 inches in diameter. They come in different patterns depending on the ribbon they have available when they're making it at the time, and they're only $20. But they're beautiful wreaths and have, you know, little like milkbone type dog biscuits all the way around. Hopefully they're not made in China. For orders, email Regina at animalsinneed.net, or call 360-675-2785, 360-675-2785. Another happening today, holiday pet photos with Santa, noon to 5 p.m. at Dooley's Doghouse in Kirkland. Some of the proceeds benefit Posado Safe Haven. $20 includes the photo shoot and a 5x7 print. Holiday cards are also available. Posados has got their holiday sanctuary tour and wine tasting next Saturday, December 10th, from 2 to 5 p.m. And Posados, a voice for the animals, Syrah wine tasting, December 8th, from 5 to 8 p.m. at Stella Center Medical Dental Building in Seattle. $15. And for more information on all events, www.posadosafehaven.org. All right, another today. Well, remember, Meow, Cat Rescue 2012 calendars are available at the shelter. You could pick one up today if you go to Meow's Holiday Craft Bazaar Bake Sale and Open House. Last day today from 2 to 5 p.m. The sale is at Studio East, 402 6th Street in Kirkland. That's just that's very close to the shelter. Then come to the shelter, bring a donation of pet food for their Animeals food drive.
Man, bless you.
That's coming over to this side of the desk. All right, new addition, I think, here. Adopt a cat or critter on them in December. Adoption fees are waived on all cats 1 year or older and all small animals at the Humane Society.
Nice.
Right across the way from us. That's good.
Yeah.
All adult cats 1 year and older and all small animals. That's like their, you know, their little pocket pets and so forth are all free through December. Very cool. They also have free spay and neuter surgeries for pit bulls and pit mixes in King County. Also, free vaccinations and microchips are only $5. And, all right, and then remember the last thing I'm going to tell you about is the Christmas tree, you know, the real Christmas tree rental and holiday extravaganza at Northwest Stream Center up in Everett. They have 200 live trees, 3 to 4 feet range, Sitka spruce, Western red cedar, and Douglas fir. They're for rent. You pick them up on December 17th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. They're $25 to $30. I'm assuming it's a first-come, first-serve basis. And you bring them back after Christmas, and the ones that are still decent, they will plant by the stream. So how cool is that?
I like that. I also saw where you could rent a tree from year to year. You rent it as a small seedling. It goes back, and I guess they put it in the earth.
Is that at the stream center?
I'm not sure about.
No, I don't. That's not at the stream center.
But still a neat deal. Rent a tree.
Yeah, very cool.
Like
so www.streamkeeper.org or call them at 425-316-8592. All right. There's more on current events, but you can go to marthanorwalk.com, click on current events for more details. Hey, should we do it on time?
What the heck? Pardon my friends.
For a change, huh? For a change, we're going to close out the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're going to listen to the Jingle Cats cheer us up with some holiday cheer. And then we'll be back with Ask and Talk to Martha. We'll finish up the news, get into the other stuff, and entertain your phone calls. 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Animal World continues until noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.